They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth. So I'm an OAP and we need, but I'm not yet quite gone to see. I may be over the hill now that I have retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Blacked out, run down, too old to say, 1 foot in the grave.
Oh, God. Oh, God, dog.
Mikey! I can't take much more of this. I swear I can't.
You want your sucky sweet?
Sucky sweet. I'm going to be sucking in that bloody exhaust pipe in a minute. This. Yes, I always say that for a really super bank holiday treat, you have to go a long way to beat 4.5 hours of sitting on a motorway staring up a horse's bottom. I mean, we could get stuck behind a mini metro, could we? Or an open top Robin Reliant. Always has to be something big like a horse box. Been gazing at this pair of buttocks now for so long, I've forgotten what the other end looks like. Like watching a party political broadcast by Kenneth Clark. 4.5 hours of unfettered misery. We haven't moved for 20 minutes now, to my knowledge. I mean, what the bloody hell's holding us up? Know what it'll be, don't you? Same as it was this morning on that dual carriageway. Whole thing was down to one lane because two men were going along on the back of a truck slinging orange cones onto the road. Crawled on past them for 3 miles, no sign of any roadworks whatsoever. Got to the other end, and what did we find? Another truck with two men picking them all up. These things get everywhere. Only a matter of time before we get up in the morning and find our lavatory combed off. Due to resurfacing work on the clockwise section of the toilet seat. We have big sign up. Delays expected for up to 5 months. Please use hard shoulder. I wish I was dead.
I wish you were dead. Then I'd get some peace. You can't do anything about it, so stop getting so aerated. Just got to be patient and put up with it. Are you sitting on my newspaper?
Always the same. Just when you think you're going to get away with it. The first 60 miles, clear road, straight through. Then suddenly, this. Like death row with wing mirrors. Still, I suppose it could be worse. We could have gone again to that arts and crafts fair again, like we did last year. Talk about pathetic. Arts and crafts? First prize for fabric design went to a man who had a nosebleed in the tablecloth. Got a certificate of merit and a £5 gift voucher for the co-op funeral parlour.
I'm surprised you remember much about it. All that homemade turnip wine you were putting away in the refreshments tent. Went round the back to the loo. It sounded like someone running a bath.
I was well within my limit. I was perfectly sober.
I suppose that's why you spent 10 minutes having an argument with a papier-mâché replica of the mayor's wife.
Yes, well, she did look quite realistic. I have to give them that.
Moaning on about litter in the streets, and what was her husband going to do about it? What did you think all those little wisps of newspaper were sticking out of her face?
Didn't like to ask. Or perhaps it was some rare type of eczema. Oh, God, I'm hot. Next bank holiday, I'll just book 2 seats in a bread oven and be done with it. Get a bloody move on, for God's sake! What the bloody hell's going on up there? I've just about had enough of it! Man up there now sunbathing in the roof of a Pickford truck. Oh, misery me. What time is it?
3:25.
Oh, clock's 2 minutes fast. Yeah, you see, trouble with this ruddy thing. Look, I've got to go all the way through it again now because you can never turn it back. Nothing but trouble this car from the word go. 5 times it's been back for repairs in 2 months, one fault after another.
Well, you know what the man in the fish shop said. It's all psychosomatic.
What, when your windscreen wiper suddenly flies off and spears a wood pigeon?
Said it was a classic case of hondochondria, where you imagine everything's wrong with a Japanese car. Said it's all in the mind.
Those electric shocks aren't all in my mind. They're all up my bloody arm. Every time I get out and touch something, 5,000 volts through my fingers, sparks and God knows what. Go to pull down the garage door, it's like a scene from Frankenstein's laboratory. Nearly set fire to an azalea last week. And I notice it never affects you, only me as usual.
Yes. Well, some people are more susceptible than others, that's all. Those that have faulty wiring to start with.
God above. How much longer have we got to sit here?
For some of the God's sake, tell them to get moving up the front. What have they got up there this time? Gangs of navvies and cranes fitting frilly lampshades? I've been sitting here for half an hour. My tires are starting to take root.
Giving myself a headache doing that. See why people become psychopaths.
I know. It's the same with that woman who serves in the butcher's. In one of her twitchy moods again on Saturday. It took 3 of us to prise the meat cleaver out of her hand.
I thought they were going to move her to another counter away from the smell of blood.
They tried her for a week on dairy produce, but they didn't like the way she kept flexing the cheese wire, so they sent her back again. Apparently she's been completely banned from the public garage inquests now. Reckon she's been getting gradually more unstable for weeks. Ever since she came home and found her husband playing chess with an inflatable woman. Bound to unhinge anyone, I should think.
Getting all stiff now. I've got to get out and stretch my legs. It's no good.
Ow! Fuck up this bloody thing, you see. What did I tell you?
Perhaps you should wear rubber soles.
Rubber soles? I need a lightning rod up my trousers.
Victor, we're moving!
About bloody time, too, after all this while. Oh, I don't believe it! Absolutely brilliant. Look at that. We've run about 4 bloody yards. I'm sorry, it's gone beyond all human endurance. I can't take any more. I can't take another second.
Oh, that feels a bit fresher.
Did you find one, all right?
Yes. There's a pub just on the other side of that slope. They were very friendly. Did you want to go at all?
No, I'm fine.
You haven't moved very far, then, Mr. Meldrew.
Evidently not.
I thought you'd at least be down by the remains of that rotting badger.
Yes, well, we aren't. Not likely to be either at this rate. Did you get my crisps?
No, sorry. They didn't have any salt and vinegar. They only had smoky bacon.
I asked you to get smoky bacon.
You asked me to get salt and vinegar.
I said, don't get salt and vinegar. I said, get smoky bacon.
Oh, they had plenty of smoky bacon.
But you didn't get any.
3 huge boxes, chock full of them.
But you didn't get any.
No.
Thank you very much indeed. Been looking forward to those. It's the only thing that's been keeping me going for the last 15 minutes.
Well, anyway, who wants a drink? Mr. Meldrew, you fancy a nice cold ginger beer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, could do with that.
I thought so. I wish I'd bought one now. I was in two minds, but then I thought it might be a bit gassy. There's some pineapple dregs here in this flask or raspberry cordial.
I'll have pineapple, but only if there's some of that ice left.
Well, suppose it was to be expected on a bank holiday. Too late to do anything now. First chance we get, we may as well turn round and head back home.
Still, at least it's been a day out. Change from just sitting around inside all the time.
Definitely not going to get there now. Wouldn't be worth it in any case. We'd have to leave again practically as soon as we got there.
Yes. It's a shame, but there we are.
Where were we going? I haven't the faintest idea where we're going to go now. Been stuck in this bloody jam for so long, I've lost all track.
We were going to...
That was it.
Of course it was.
Winchester.
I thought we were going to Cheddar Gorge.
We definitely said Whipsnade Zoo.
We never mentioned Whipsnade Zoo. It was Windsor Castle.
I wouldn't have come if I thought we were going to the zoo.
We weren't going to the zoo.
Well, we certainly weren't going to bloody Cheddar Gorge. I don't know where she got that idea.
You can count me out of going to the zoo.
A nice day out at Windsor by the river, we said.
I don't like zoos. I never have.
Look, it doesn't matter where we were going. We're never going to get there now anyway, so we may as well just wrap up and forget all about it.
Just that wherever it is we're never going to get to, I'd rather it wasn't a zoo. Girl, animals in cages like that, it's not natural. Apart from the tigers, of course. You have to lock them up, otherwise they'd be roaming about everywhere, mauling people to death.
Mauling people to... What on earth are you talking about, woman?
And the vultures. They're dangerous as well. You wouldn't want one of them perched on your clothesline. You'd be afraid to let your cat out of doors. There's your pineapple, Mr. Meldrew.
Thanks. What the hell's this?
What's what?
There's a dead wasp in the middle of this ice cube.
I know. It was the only one left. I didn't think you were all that fussy.
Didn't think I was all that fussy? I'll have a slice of dead rat in it as well, if you've got one, please. And a dog turd and a cocktail stick.
What has got into you, getting all coarse and crude all of a sudden?
What's got into me? A bloody freeze-dried wasp, very nearly. I've had a gutful of today, I can tell you that. I'll be glad to get home. You finish with that paper.
How's your mum, by the way, Margaret? I forgot to ask. Keeping all right these days?
Touchwood. Oh, did I tell you I ran into Mrs. Biswell the other day, asked to be remembered to you?
Huh.
She said the tongues have all started wagging down our old road, because you know that Bianca Dunlop, the three doors along?
Oh, yes.
Well, they reckon she's been using her grandfather's stair lift for immoral purposes.
Immoral purposes? A stair lift? How?
She didn't go into the details, and I didn't ask her to. You just have to use your imagination. A man from the social services who went there said it showed far more signs of wear and tear than it should have done. And that's what first tipped them off. Can't say as I'm surprised.
I know. Well, of course, she wears nothing in bed except Sainsbury's cocoa butter. They reckon when she puts the electric blanket on, the bedroom smells like a Malaysian restaurant. I mean, you could sauté yourself to death, couldn't you?
I know.
Oh, and now, you know that lady on the corner that moved into Mr. Spiller's old house?
Mr. Spiller?
You remember, he had that blind parrot that he taught to fly around with the lead of a guide dog in the beak.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know her husband had that horrible accident... fell down the stairs in the middle of Noel Edmonds and had to have his whole arm put in plaster for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently there was a most terrible blunder made up the hospital, because when he went back up there to have the cast taken off, There was nothing in there. His hand was there, but no arm. That's the gospel truth, Mr. Bertrand told me on top of the bus.
Oh, for God's sake! What absolute fright you do top the pair of you. I never heard such a load of drivel in all my life. Where do you hear these bloody things?
Sorry, Mr. Bertrand.
What people wear in bed and what they don't. You'd think people would like to keep things like that private. Not go around ravening about them to everyone under the sun.
Exactly. I know I wouldn't tell anyone about the strange things you do when you're in bed.
No. Neither would I.
Well, typical. You see this? Story about a bloke who was shot by gangland villains in the East End. Says they dumped the dead body riddled with bullet holes in the boot of his brother's car. Although, interestingly, this was something the local garage failed to spot when they went over it for the MOT. Must be the same lot that do this one. Bloody car mechanics. Supposed to have mended this gear lever 2 days ago and it's still loose. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, it will be loose if you keep jerking it about like an egg whisk. Just leave it alone.
Stomach started rumbling again. Haven't had any dinner whatsoever. Or breakfast.
Well, whose fault was that?
Not so much as a morsel of meat in 24 hours. Wish I hadn't thrown that dead wasp away now. God, now I've got my prickly heat coming on into the bargain. Like little stabbing needles all over. With the hot flushes next any minute now.
I thought there was only women got hot flushes.
It is, usually. Victor's one of the few men that suffer from it. Had them ever since he stumbled across the details one day in his medical encyclopedia.
Oh, yes, he's a terror for that thing, isn't he?
Well, most people have a medical dictionary so that when they get something wrong with them, they can look it up and find out what it is. With Victor, it's the other way around. He looks up a disease and then develops the symptoms to fit it. Treats it more in the way of Freeman's catalogue, really. Browsing through to see what he can die of next.
Look at this. Look. Traffic's starting to go in both the other lanes now. We are still not moving. It's the bloody ticket queue at British Rail all over again.
We'll probably start moving in a minute.
I bet we don't. I bet the entire queue goes past on both sides while we are still stuck here. Sure, he hasn't broken down in front.
Well, of course he hasn't broken down.
Well, we don't know, do we? There may be nothing at all in this lane. We might be sitting behind a riderless horse box. Driver might have been thrown out of the window, went over a humpback bridge. Look, it's starting to move. Oh, and the other two are both slowing down now. Quick, wait. Here we go. Oh, no, what's the point? It's not worth wasting the battery. Knew it was too good to be true.
Recession? What recession? Listen, from where I'm sitting, I've got two salons in North London, both of them doing serious business.
I beg your pardon.
And from my way of looking at it, the economy may stop growing, but your hair doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking now at options for a third outlet in Pimlico, probably opening next summer. Here, you pop along, mention my name, you can have a free shampoo and set on the house. Just say you're a friend of Mr. Salmon.
Friend of Mr.
Salmon? Oh, I don't know. Sounds a bit fishy to me. You could be anybody.
Well, you'll just have to trust me, won't you, my sweetheart? I tell you what, here, you can have a full perm for half price. What's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa, yeah. And your friend?
Carol.
Carol? Well, you can have the full works, right? Cut, dyed and blow dyed at 20% discount. Here, I'll even take you out for a drink afterwards. Can't say fairer than that, yeah?
How do you know I'm not a natural blonde?
Oh, that's for you to prove otherwise, isn't it?
Oh, my God's sake! I think I may throw up.
Victor!
Sorry? Hey? What's your problem, matey?
Why don't you just dangle your private parts out of the window as if I have done with it? For goodness sake!
Who wants you to shove your nose in,
you miserable old
fart? I'll shove my nose in wherever I want. This is my airspace. When you've quite finished conducting your sex life through the middle of it, I feel as if my car's been used as a bloody contraceptive.
Just close the window up.
Oh, no, we don't. We're not suffocating to death in here just for their benefit.
Well, just if it drops them.
Don't need that going on past our notice, thank you very much. Just so he can get off with 2 sex-hungry trollops.
I hope she won't for you.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Just leave it be, for God's sake, Victor.
They're not worth it, Mr. Melton.
Yes, don't be so greedy. Let someone else get a look in.
I didn't come out here today to be insulted by you and this demented pair of gormless pea-brained cretins.
Will you give over now? I'm closing these windows. I don't care whether you like it or not. I mean, I suppose you're happy as a sandboy now, are you?
What do you mean?
Is there anyone else you want to pick a fight with on this stretch of the motorway? I think there's a little old lady over there in an invalid carriage. Why don't you go and kick up to her then?
But it wasn't my fault. I suppose we've all got to sit in silence here like a mausoleum now, have we? Put a bit of music on or something. Where's that cassette?
There's a bloke we can't stand any longer, always on the bleeding moan. Every time we mend his bloody Honda, he's back grousing on the phone. First we fixed his car's ignition, checked his brake and clutch, and then overhauled his whole transmission. He just bought it back again. Victor Meldrum, Victor Meldrum, he can stick it up his bum. He can bugger off till kingdom come.
You've stuck a piece of chewing gum in the record protect hole.
Oh. They, hold a note quite well, don't they? For car mechanics?
Mirror image of your life, really, isn't it? Car journey and a bank holiday. First 50-odd miles on the go all the way, a sense of direction bowling along. You get past 60, everything slows down into a sudden crawl. And you realize you're not going anywhere anymore. All the things you thought you were going to do that never came to anything. And you can't turn the clock back. One-way traffic just gradually grinding to a complete halt.
Same for everybody, I suppose.
Suppose.
You just have to try and make the best you can of it.
Oh, God, I'm bloody ravenous now. Can't last a moment longer. It's no good. I'm afraid there's nothing else for it. We've got to eat Mrs. War, boys. I know she's a bit grisly, but these are desperate times, and as a close friend of the family, I'm sure she'll agree to do the decent thing and shoot herself. It's either that, or...
Or what, Mr. Meldrum?
Or... Where's the sucky sweets?
They say I might as well be sucking, but I'm just too long in the tooth. Oh, I'm an O.A.P. and with me, but I'm not yet quite on the sea. I may be over the hill now that I have retired. Waiting away.